Welcome to the Isle of Lucy podcast, episode number 6. Right now, it's a beautiful day in sunny Southern California. I hope it's the same back home in Minnesota and anywhere else you're listening around the country or the world. We got a few great things for you today here. First thing I'm going to play is one of the demos that PJ recorded. It's called The Fire Next Time, and he's going to explain that a little bit in the intro to the song there. But the idea for this recording was, this is in the phase when we were starting to think really, really big what we were doing, and this was going to be the song that would have the full string arrangement. And so, on his recording, he has 4 layers of keyboard, fake strings, fake cello noises on there. So it gives you an idea of I Love Lucy with full strings behind it. And I always thought this was a great recording. So this is The Fire Next Time.
The next one, I got the title from a James Baldwin book I read back in high school. It's called The Fire Next Time. The lyrics are still a work in progress and definitely are my piano skills, so enjoy.
the fire next time. Now, the next thing I'm going to play is, well, senior year at St. Olaf, for my senior art project, I made a short animated film about a couple parrots. And I wrote and recorded some original guitar music for the background of that. And then a few months after graduation, I just decided to try and record that same thing again, but this time recording it a little bit faster with a few more parts. So this is just another little guitar instrumental thing that I did, sort of inspired by the music I had in the parrot cartoon. Anyone who knows me probably knows that probably my favorite band of all time is Guns N' Roses. And these are exciting times to be a GNR internet nerd. New album Chinese Democracy expected to drop very soon. It seems like it's imminent that it will eventually, finally, come out. All the leaked songs over the internet, the new studio version of a song being used in a Harley Davidson commercial, it all seems to be coming down to finally releasing that album that Axl's been working on for the past 15 years. So I'm excited about that. And so, because I'm excited about that, I'm going to play Isle of Lucy's cover of a Guns N' Roses song. Now, it's kind of unfortunate that this is the only recording we have of us playing this song, because it's not a great recording. The intonation isn't great on it. BJ forgets the words to part of it, so the same verse is sung twice. It's kind of shoddy, but I still like having it as a record that we actually did this. This is us doing the classic Guns N' Roses song "Used to Lover," and I remember it was funny because this is the fall of senior year, and I was walking across campus wearing my Appetite for Destruction t-shirt, and Martin sees me and he just says, like, "Hey Paul, seeing you wearing that shirt, we should try doing Used to Lover sometime. That'd be great. That's, you know, it's a pretty simple song, it'd be a lot of fun to do." And right away I just thought, yeah, that'd be great, because it's a easy enough song to do, and, you know, a chance for us to do a GNR song is great. And then it kind of dawned on me later that Isaac and I were both in a similar situation of just going through some pretty harsh breakups of some relationships that were going on. So later we started thinking, wait, is it wise for us to be performing "Used to Lover, But I Had to Kill Her"? Like, will that come off as being, you know, maybe a little too bitter for what we're going through? And eventually we decided, you know, whatever. And, I mean, truth be told, that probably served as encouragement for us to do the song more. So, this is Isle of Lucy with "Used to Lover."
Here's a little song by Guns N' Roses. But I had to kill her.
I used to love her, but I had to kill her. I knew I missed her, so I had to put her. She's buried right in my backyard. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. But I had to kill her. I knew I'd miss her, so I had to keep her. She's buried right in my backyard.
But actually, that's not the only Guns N' Roses song that I Love Lucy ever did. Here I have a very faint recording. There's a tape recorder sitting in a dollhouse in the back corner of the room where we were playing an unplugged show in White Bear Lake. This is Isaac and I attempting to play Mr. Brownstone.
It's not actually a watering can, it's a purse. I should play a song. Where do you get things like this?
What song?
Wish there was like a. There's probably like suitcase looks like a wheelbarrow.
I guarantee you the owner of that door is a very, very giant rose hat. Flowers on an address.
Oh,
good. Thank you.
Ah yes, the acoustic White Bear Lake show led to some great moments caught on tape, like this one.
Hey, Ike, yo, you're the drummer, right?
And Laura.
I think so.
Well, you're supposed to pick someone up tonight.
Okay.
That's just the rule.
That is an incredible awkward pause caught on tape, interrupting Isaac in the middle of whatever it was he was doing. Say that he's supposed to pick someone up tonight. Brilliant. But the show did yield some pretty decent recordings too. Like this is what I'm gonna play next is from that same show. This is us doing The Long Way Around, and it's the first song we did in the set that night, and it really shows how we're approaching playing acoustically with the same ferocity as we would playing electrically. We're just attacking these acoustic guitars. Playing The Long Way Around. Here you go.
Yeah. And now, Ina Kleiner Nacht music.
What?
A little bit of night music.
Thank you. Good job.
This is a really good song.
Alright guys, thanks for listening. This episode of the podcast is now drawing to a close, and we're going to end it with a live performance of The Nocturne, which I still believe is one of the greatest things Isle of Lucy accomplished. It's a nocturne by Frédéric Chopin that PJ transcribed for rock band instrumentation. So, basic piano piece played on acoustic guitar, electric guitar, bass, and drums with multiple vocal parts. It's great. It's always been great. And this is a really great recording of it. This is from the Crust Bucket live recording that we have. And so this is what I'm going to end with tonight. So thanks again for downloading this. Thanks for subscribing. Tell your friends. If there's something that you want to hear specifically, something you want to hear more of, feel free to leave a comment on the Podomatic page or whatever. And see you all next week.
So anyhow, this song we took from a classical song. It's kind of weird, but in a very good way. So I think you'll like it. Let's go.
We are all best to kill. Finds time to nip my family tree. Less is fine. We're with you this time. Day. A rich man, a king who is missing his soul. No sword have I, but he lets me buy Catalan. Now, friends, if they you be, can you recall the way for me over a shoulder? Further away from where we have been. We've yet to rhyme, but we've all got time to get alive. Now, friends, say you peek, can you recall the way for me? For a while, knowing again.
very much.